It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. Welcome to this place. Do you have any idea what might be in this bag? Two things. One of them grows on a tree, and the other is in a bottle. I'll show you. An apple grows on a tree. Mm-hmm. And apple juice is in a bottle. I often wondered how people make apple juice from apples. You can't just squeeze the apple with your hands the way you squeeze an orange to get orange juice. So I asked Mr. McFeely if he would look for a videotape which shows how people make apple juice in a factory. He said he'd try to bring it early today. But in the meantime, while we're waiting for him, I thought I might just get some things here. Now, could we make a factory out of this, do you think? An apple juice factory? I guess this needs to be up a little like that. Do you like to play with blocks? To build with blocks? I do. There's the factory. Now, here is a truck. Usually when there's a factory, there are trucks. I like trucks too. As a matter of fact, one day, I remember watching some young neighbors of mine playing with some trucks in a sandbox. I like to remember times like that. Oh, that must be somebody at the door. Let's see who it is. Mr. McFeely, Mr. McFeely, welcome.
Good to meet you. Do you still want that apple juice tape?
Oh, I certainly do. As a matter of fact, I've just been making an apple juice factory out of blocks.
There it is. That's a fine factory. Mm-hmm. How would you like to see people actually working to make apple juice?
I'd like that.
Right there, how people make apple juice.
Do you have time to watch it with
us? I'd like to see it again.
Good. Let's put it in picture, picture.
All righty. We'll do that.
And it goes, how people make apple juice.
When people make apple juice, first they need to pick the apples from the apple trees.
He works so fast.
Yes, and he's very good at his job. The apples are loaded into those big wooden bins and then taken by truck to the factory. Then, with the help of a forklift, they're dumped into an even bigger container.
This is really fun to watch.
That's for sure. There they go. And then they travel up a conveyor belt and into the factory. It takes a lot of people to make apple juice. These women check the apples to make sure only the ones that are just right will be made into the juice. And sprayers clean them off.
Up they go, on to another conveyor belt.
And into this machine where they're mashed up and then put through a belt press that squeezes the juice out of the apples.
Squeezes the juice there?
Yes, it does. Just a minute. There's the apple juice.
Uh-huh. Well, what's happening now?
This is the mixing tank. Here's where the juice is stirred and cooked.
Oh.
And these women are loading the bottles for the juice into a machine that washes them with very hot water.
Looks like a parade of bottles.
You're right, it does. And the bottles are finally filled with hot apple juice. This is my favorite part.
I can see why. It is fun to watch.
And from there, the bottles travel on to
another conveyor belt.
That's right, to this machine where it puts a label on each bottle. The bottles are placed into boxes. Boxes are closed and sent to stores everywhere. And that's how people make apple juice.
Thank you very much, Mr. McFeely.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'd like to give you something. Just a second.
An apple. Before it's juice, it's an apple.
That's right. Would you like to have it?
I'd be glad to. I'll take it home and share it with Betsy.
Well, please give her my best regards.
Your apple and your best regards.
That's right.
And remember, if there's anything you want, if there's anything you need, McFeely's delivery brings it to you here with speed. Yes, our speedy delivery, our speedy deliveries. Speedy delivery. To you. Speedy delivery.
Thank you, Mr. McFeely.
Well, on the road again. More deliveries to do. I'll see you around the neighborhood.
Have a great day.
Speedy delivery to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Mr. McFeely's a fine person. Let's have some make-believe. We've been pretending that Lady Elaine Fairchild is going to have a found objects sharing exhibit at her museum go-round. The trouble is, everybody thinks she may be taking things without people knowing it and without asking them. King Friday's crown is missing, and so is the Westwood town sign. Let's make believe that the king is talking about it with his niece, Lady Aberlin, as the trolley goes to the neighborhood of make-believe.
Yes, trolley.
good day to you too. Niece Aberlin, where are you when I need you? Are you?
Are you calling me, Uncle Friday?
Niece Aberlin, I presume.
Correct as usual, Uncle Friday.
We've been looking everywhere for you, niece.
Well, I've been working for FFTW, sire.
Food for the World?
Yes, food for the world.
Yes, well, I need you to work for CFTK.
CFTK?
Exactly.
What is CFTK?
Crown for the King, of course.
Crown for the King? Do you want a new crown, Uncle Friday?
Oh, not a new one. I want my own crown.
Where is your crown, Uncle Friday?
We're not exactly sure. Nevertheless, Lady Elaine Fairchild is having an exhibit of found objects.
Found objects? But how would anyone find your crown?
As I was swimming, I placed it in the crown holder beside the pool. And when I finished swimming, the crown holder was there, but the crown was gone.
Well, I'm just going to talk to Lady Elaine.
Before you go, Lady Aberlin, yes, I have something for you.
Oh.
Yes, simply wait right there. I shall fetch it. And here it is. You may wear this royal looker ID. Yes. And when you find my crown, you may flip it to Royal Finder.
This is the looker, Uncle Friday?
It is, yes.
Oh, and this is the finder.
Yes, very good. Would you like to look for me?
Oh, I would, sir.
Practice, yes.
Yes.
Therefore, you put it on Finder, that's it? Yes.
Sire.
But now you're looking for what?
Well, I'm looking for your royal crown, and I trust that I will be finding it soon.
Very good. In the meantime, royal looker, look well.
I will, Uncle Friday.
Lady A.
That sounds like Cornflake especially.
Oh, Lady Aberlin, I am so glad to see you.
Oh, I've been away for a while, Corny.
Have you seen my new block rocker?
No, I haven't. Where is it?
I can't find it.
You mean it's a new model rocking chair and you don't know where it is?
That's right. It's made out of building blocks. Wait, I'll show you a picture of it. Here it is.
Block rocker. Oh, that's a great looking chair.
Oh, and it took a lot of work to make it.
But you say you don't know where it is?
No, I can't find it. I had it on display out here, and now it's gone.
Well, I am a royal looker, so I'll look for it for you.
Oh, will you, Lady A?
Of course. It may not be that far away.
Oh, thank you. From this man who manufactures...
He manufactures chairs.
From this man who manufactures chairs like block rockers...
I will find your new block rocker.
Oh, you sure know how to make a person feel better.
I'll do my best, Corny.
Thanks so much.
anyway.
Why, if it isn't Lady Aberlin, it's the strangest thing. I was just thinking of you and wondering how that dear person Lady A was doing. As a matter of fact, I often think of you and wonder. How are you anyway?
Oh, I'm surprised to see you, Mrs. Oakenuck Templeton.
Oh, Lainey was so busy with her new exhibit, I told her I'd take a few days off and come and help her. That's what you do for friends, you know, old high school friends we are. That's what you try to do for friends, you know.
Well, I really need to talk to Lady Elaine.
Oh, she's been out getting more stuff for her exhibit, her found objects sharing exhibit, you know. She seems to have a little bit of everything. Well, well, you're in luck. Here she comes now.
Oh, Lady Elaine.
Yeah, hey there, Toots. This is hard work getting this exhibit together.
Oh, isn't this Corny's new block rocker?
Yep, it's the only one. It'll be great in the exhibit.
And did he give it to you for the exhibit?
Not exactly. I found it, and he's sharing it with me.
Oh, Lady Elaine.
Just a minute. Here, have an apple.
Why, thank you. Hi, Neighbor Aber.
Hello, Lady A.
Oh, I'm always glad to see you, Neighbor Aber.
Thank you.
I was just thinking of you earlier. Something in Laney's upcoming exhibit reminded me of you and everybody else in Westwood.
No need to give away all the surprises, Betty.
We've looked everywhere, and we really think our Westwood town sign must be here, Lady Elaine.
Wait a minute. This apple is for you, Neighbor Aber.
Well, thank you, but...
You see, I share, so everybody else should, too.
Well, yes, but you're supposed to ask people for things before you take them.
You mean you didn't ask people to borrow their things for the found object sharing exhibit, Lainey?
No, I found them.
And took them?
Well, not exactly. People are sharing them. They know I'll bring them back. I have a lot of more good stuff in the GS room. So come on, I'll show you. Come on.
Well, I'll work on this. Rest your minds and hearts at ease. I'll use all my persuasive talents and every word in my considerable vocabulary. Well, okay then, Hans. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Miss Templeton.
Bye, Betty.
I've never known anything like this situation.
I have confidence in Betty.
Do you suppose we should just wait here until she comes back?
And Lady A and Neighbor A.
It sounds like Daniel Tiger calling.
It does.
Hello, friend.
Hi.
Hi, Daniel.
I am glad to see you.
Nice bucket you have there, Daniel.
Oh, it was even nicer.
What do you mean?
Well, I had some apples in it, and I was going to share them with everybody.
And what happened?
Well, I went inside my clock for a minute, and when I came back...
The apples were gone?
Yes. How did you know that?
Did your apples look like this?
Mm-hmm. Every one of them had an A on it. Did you all take my apples?
No, Daniel. We would never take something without asking for it.
Oh, but you're welcome to have them. I mean, I have more inside. I just kind of wondered what happened to them.
Oh, we think we know, Daniel.
Oh.
And we're going to talk with some people some more about this all.
Oh, thanks. You two are such good friends to me. I always feel better when I'm with you.
It works both ways, Daniel.
Oh, we love being with you. It's you we like. It's not the things you wear and not the way you do your hair, but it's you we like.
The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you.
Not your toys.
They're just beside you.
You we like.
Every part of you.
Your fur.
Your eyes.
Your feelings.
Whether old or new. We hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue.
That
It's you we like.
It's you yourself.
It's you.
It's you.
That's the way I feel about you all, too. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. There's the trolley.
We better go report.
I hope you enjoy your apples.
Oh, thanks, Daniel.
Bye for now. Oh, yes, we're going to see about it.
Oh, that's for sure.
What would you tell Lady Elaine if you were her friend? If she wanted to borrow things for her exhibit, she needed to ask people for them, not just take them. We'll make believe some more about that next time. Right now, let's give the fish some food. It's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you. Somebody at the door. Busy day here today. Oh, it's Marlon Barnett. Marlon, how are you?
Hi, Fred. How are you?
I'm great, thanks.
I heard you were interested in rhythm sticks.
Oh, I am.
Great. I have someone I want you to meet.
Oh, good.
Mr. Rogers, this is Todd Neufeld.
Glad to meet you,
Todd. Glad to be in your neighborhood.
Thank you.
Would you show Mr. Rogers some of the things that you do?
I would love to.
Great.
Rhythm sticks, huh?
Yes, these are called rhythm sticks. You have two hand sticks and another bigger one that's always decorated.
Uh-huh.
What you do is you flip it in the air and you bounce it back and forth. You can flip it on one stick like a propeller, or you can even have it go flat, just like a helicopter.
Well, how does a person begin to learn such a thing?
Well, first you need a set of rhythm sticks.
Which here are your rhythm sticks.
Oh, my.
Would you like to try it?
I'll try.
I'll show you how to do it. You hold one in each hand,
Yeah. Balance
that right on the end. And the secret is to toss it in the air and then catch it very gently.
Oh,
yes.
Mercy.
Yes, that's it.
Oh, it's not easy, is it?
No, it definitely takes a little bit of practice. But once you get used to throwing it and catching it, not bouncing it, throwing and catching, you'll learn very
quickly.
That's it. Wonderful. And you can even throw it in the air with a little flip and catch it again.
I'll try.
Try it. All right.
Good.
And there's your first
very
trick.
Nice.
Can you do that? Do you do it?
I've been working at it. I have.
Good for you, Marla.
Wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
Could you show me that one that you do way up in the air?
All the way up? All right. You bounce it back and forth
and
give it a big throw and then a catch.
Is it that
fun? Fred, that takes a lot of practice, and you have to exercise and get your body prepared for it also.
Oh, do you have exercises for that?
Certainly, Todd. Let's show him some of our exercises.
What kind of things do you do?
Well, you use your arms a lot, so you want to make sure your arms are in real good shape, and also your wrists. Shoulders, too. Let's start doing this one. We just take our hands and turn them at the wrist. Just turn them out and stretch your fingers.
Stretch the finger.
That's it. Circle around and around. Let's try it coming inside. Circle around. That's it. Warm up those wrists. Very nice. We also have to do a lot of balancing. Isn't that correct, Todd? So we stand at ease, spread your feet apart, and just lean one way. And stretch those muscles in the leg.
I can feel it. Yeah.
And lean the other way. Stretch. And one side. And to the other side. And stretch. And stretch. For those muscles in the lower legs,
Oh, I can feel that definitely.
Stretch.
You all are such good teachers.
Thank you. Now, Fred, Todd is going over to the school. He's going to be doing a performance for some students there. Oh, so we have to run.
Well, it's great to meet you.
Great to be in your neighborhood.
I sure wish you well, Todd.
Thank you.
Thanks, Marlon.
Bye-bye. We'll see you again.
You got great friends.
Thank you.
Isn't it wonderful that people will share with us the things that they know how to do? And teachers do that all the time. I've always been so grateful for the teachers that I've had all my life. Yeah, they've been so generous. Do you have any teachers you love? I can imagine that they love you too. I must put my things away. I like everything ready for our next visit together. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. We always have things to think about and talk about, don't we? I like being with you.
Sure.
I'll be back next time. Goodbye.
The people who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.